This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that employment fairs have become a medium for fulfilling the dreams of the youth of the country. The Prime Minister said this in a video message at the 17th National Rozgar Mela in New Delhi. During the event, appointment letters were distributed to more than 51,000 newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations under the Rozgar Mela initiative. Mr. Modi said, through these employment fairs alone, more than 11 lakh appointment letters have been given to youth since the initiative began in October 2022. The Prime Minister also launched the Vikshit Bharat Yojana in the country, which aims to provide jobs to 3.5 crore youth. Mr. Modi underscored that for the past 11 years, the country has been moving forward with a resolve to build a Vikshit Bharat, and the youth have played the most significant role in this. In Bihar, star campaigners from both the NDA and the Grand Alliance are addressing multiple rallies across today in support of their candidates for the first phase of the state assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today kicked off the National Democratic Alliance campaign for the upcoming Bihar elections with an election rally in Samastipur, invoking the legacy of socialist icon Jan Nayak Karpuri Thakur and pledging to accelerate development and social justice across the state. Addressing a public rally at the Doodhpura helipad ground, Mr. Modi described Karpuri Thakur as a priceless gem of the country, crediting him for bringing social justice to independent India and for connecting the poor and disadvantaged with new opportunities. In Andhra Pradesh, 19 passengers and a bike driver were killed and several others injured when a private sleeper bus traveling from Hyderabad to Bengaluru caught fire after colliding with a motorcycle in Kurnool district this morning. The accident occurred near Chinnar Tikuru village in Kallur Mandal. Officials said the motorcycle was dragged under the bus, triggering a blaze that caused the fuel tank to explode. District Collector Dr. A. Siri said 41 people, including two drivers, were on board. 11 injured passengers were hospitalized and 11 bodies have been identified so far. Efforts to identify the remaining victims are underway. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the accident. The Prime Minister also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to each of the next of kin of the deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. A 2-minute public service awareness film on the People's Plan campaign Sabki Yojana Sabka Vikas will be screened across cinema theatres in the country from today till the 6th November. The Panchayati Raj Ministry said in a statement, this is in line with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of public participation and saturation of government schemes. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said commitment to multilateralism must remain strong and the United Nations must be supported. Speaking at the release of commemorative postage stamp in New Delhi on 80 years of the United Nations, the minister reiterated India's commitment to the ideals of peace and security as well as development and progress. He stressed that India has always been and will continue to be a strong votary of the UN and of multilateralism. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated the centenary celebrations of St. Teresa's College, Ernakulam, Kerala today. While addressing the gathering, the president said that participation of more women is very much essential to make India to Vikshit Bharat. She added that a society led by women leaders would be more human and effective. Delhi Police Special Cell has busted an ISIS terror module and arrested 2 terror suspects. Addressing a press conference in Delhi, additional CP of the Special Cell, Pramod Singh Kushwaha, said the accused were arrested from Delhi and Bhopal on the 16th and 18th of October respectively. Mr. Kushwaha said that both the suspects were planning to carry out an IED blast in Delhi and were allegedly in touch with an ISIS handler based near the Turkey-Syria border. On the occasion of World Polio Day, Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today highlighted India's remarkable journey in eliminating polio through unwavering national efforts and strong public participation. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said the success in eliminating polio was made possible by dedicated healthcare workers and who reached every household, ensuring that no child was left behind in the fight against this preventable disease. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.